Do not adjust your television. What you are about to experience is stranger than fiction.
Hey there, strangers. It's Devin from Stranger Than Fiction, along with
Heidi.
And we are the duo behind the YouTube channel Channeling Spirits, where we explore all sorts of spooky, supernatural things, which is perfect for this season. It is officially fall.
Tis the season to be jolly and spooky.
Well, that's not...
Fa-la-la.
So I want to jump right into it. We are going to be talking about Jenny Greenteeth. Which, are you familiar with or have
what?
Heard of Jenny Greenteeth at all?
No.
Okay.
Is that the name of the episode?
No.
I'm so confused.
All right. So we watched Supernatural Season 1, Episode 3, which is called Dead in the Water. Mm-hmm. It has a avenging spirit that drowns people, and there is a creature called Jenny Greenteeth that is similar to that.
Oh.
So I wanted to explore Jenny Greenteeth because it's maybe not as well known of a creature.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to talk about today. But we have gone over the first and second episode of Supernatural, which we may reference. And we got a reply on YouTube from Eric Melton in regards to why the Wendigo was like referencing Arizona all the time and like the coordinates were wrong.
Oh, okay.
So this sounds like a pretty sound explanation. So from Eric, by the way, this episode was supposed to be about a Wendigo killing people in the desert and filmed in California, which is why they still have story elements from the Southwest, some of which, like the journal coordinates, also appeared in the pilot, so that was hard to change.
Mm.
After the pilot, the studio moved production to Canada. I think there's also an episode in Season 1, Route 666, that takes place in Alabama, but it's snowing the whole time, so they ADR'd an off-screen weather report talking about how weird it is. So that makes sense. And I did look up, and he is correct that the pilot was filmed in California, and I knew they moved production to Canada.
Got it.
So that actually makes a lot of sense. So now we know, and we love learning things. But we're going to talk about the third episode.
Yes.
Which was...
We'll give our rating later.
Yeah, we'll give our rating later. But do you want to get right into...
Heidi dissection?
Okay, so this episode, at the very beginning, they show this youngish blonde girl. And she's like, hey, Daddy.
Morning, Daddy.
What?
To her dad. But she says
it
oddly
that.
Sexually. And I was like, oh.
Oh.
Okay. She's getting something out of the fridge. And she's just like, I don't even know what she's saying. She's just talking And her brother's like, no one likes a girl who does this.
Is that the football player that like checks her out?
Yeah, but it's her brother who's like older. And then she's like, oh, no one likes an adult that still lives at home with their parents.
This whole episode started really creepy and incestual.
Yes, I was like, ooh.
Ugh.
But yeah, he definitely checks out her butt.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that was intentional or not, but he's like, hey.
I remember seeing that and like not understanding the dynamic because I'm like, okay, so it's like breakfast because he's eating cereal, but they like live together. And I was like, maybe there's like, I don't know.
No, brother and sister live
creepy.
With daddy.
Creepy.
Hey, Daddy.
Morning, Daddy.
Do you have a kiss for Daddy?
So, she decides to go swimming. They have this beautiful lake right there. So she's like, I'm going to go swimming in the lake. And she's swimming in there. And she's like, I feel like someone's creeping on me. They do a weird shot of binoculars. Binoculars.
Like a POV.
So it looks like someone's like peeping on her. But that they never circle back to that. So I don't know why they made that choice.
They also had a very interesting color grade or very high contrast film where, like, I guess the water's supposed to look like black.
Yeah, like,
but it looked
creepy.
Very muted, and I didn't care for that choice.
Yeah.
I understood it. Water is dangerous and gross.
Like water, yes.
No, like the water in the story. That's why it's like black.
Yes, yeah. So she's in the lake and they do lots of Jaws shots where it's like the feet swimming in the water,
mm-hmm.
and they're like above.
Yes, yeah.
It gives you that POV, which always creeps me out because whenever I'm in a lake, I literally think that and I think that something's going to grab me and pull me down because that happened to me once at a lake. We'll get to that story later.
Was it the Gill Man?
No, it was my friend messing with me. But the water was so murky that I couldn't see.
Spoilers.
Yeah, she was gone. And then all of a sudden she just pulled me under. Was not happy. So lots of Jaws imagery. And then she hears all this weird whispering. And she gets pulled under and does not surface. So that is murder number one. The water, by something in the water we don't quite know yet. So fast forward to Dean and Sam sitting at a cafe because they're still on the road to see Daddy.
Morning, Daddy.
And Sam Sam is obnoxiously moody.
You know, Sam, we are allowed to have fun once in a while. That's fun.
I don't mind moody Sam, but I feel like here he's just like...
What closure? People don't just disappear, Dean. Other people just stop looking for him.
Annoying.
So you can dish it, but you can't take it.
Yeah.
Okay. They're looking...
When Dean is moody, it's sexy. When Sam is moody, it's like,
yeah.
My girlfriend died.
You're not wrong.
I can't find my dad. Meh.
You know what? I'm sick of this attitude.
Truth. So Dean sees an article of a girl in the town that they happen to be in, and he circles it and he's like, hey, this girl drowned. We should totally investigate it. And Sam's like, well, I thought we were going to find Dad. And he's like, yeah, but if there's monsters along the way, like, gotta slay them. So Sam's like, okay.
What if it was just a drowning? Nah, I don't remember like what like hinted him that it might be supernatural. Is it because they dragged the lake and couldn't find a body?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, they didn't drain the lake.
No, they dragged it. Like they searched for it. Oh, yeah, they...
We dragged that entire lake. We even ran a sonar sweep.
They did just skimming.
A skimming?
He found anything? We ain't found shit. Okay. That's a funny picture. They combed the lake. So they go to investigate in the town and talk to the popo, the sheriff, and he's like, yeah, this happened, whatever, man. And this cute girl shows up and she's like, hey, I'm the sheriff's daughter. That's not how she sounds.
Did she also say, hey, daddy?
Yeah, hey, daddy, to Dean. And Dean, obviously, you know, it's a woman, but he's interested, right? That's just how he rolls. She's decently attractive, so yeah, he's into her. So he meets her and she's like, oh, I've got my kid here with me. We're just chilling at the fire station because my dad's the sheriff. And the kid's name is Lucas and he doesn't talk.
And he has that like, you remember in Harry Potter, is it the fourth one where they all have that like
he's
long.
He's got the Harry Potter long haircut.
It was kind of like emo, like it's like the shoulder length and like kind of has bangs.
It's the Triwizard Tournament haircut.
Yeah.
Where everyone's got that shaggy
just like
hair.
A mop top.
Yeah. And he's a ginge. Anyway, so she's like, yeah, my kid, Lucas, doesn't talk. He's been through a lot. And then they later learned that he basically watched his dad drown. So, yeah, that'll mess you up. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't talk either. And so Dean, obviously now, he's like into moms and stuff. And he wants to.
Dean's into anything.
Yeah.
Which thus far in the three episodes, has he gotten any?
No. Nah.
He just hit on Sam's dead girlfriend.
Anyway. So they go visit the brother of the drowned girl, and he's cooking dinner, and the sink gets yucky looking. It's, like, normal. He's, like, filling up the sink, doing dishes, I guess, and it's all normal, colored, clear water, and all of a sudden it starts to get, like, muddy and gross looking, and then the sink fills up all the way, and he's like, well, that's weird. So he pulls the plug out. He, like, does, like, his arm is, like, all the way in up to his shoulder because it's a deep sink. And he does that to pull out the drain, and he pulls out the drain, and he's like, oh, well, it's still not draining. That's really weird. Let me go back in. I'm assuming he's going to try and stick his hand down the garbage disposal, which does not sound safe.
Yeah.
But whatever. And of course, the water, because again, we don't know what it is yet.
Evil water.
Evil water. Evil yucky water pulls him in and drowns him, and he dies.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting, like, Dean and Sam to, like...
How would they have
show up and like save him? No, he just drowns and dies in the sink, and then the sink undrains.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
He did. Death number two.
Right? So now this dad has had his daughter and his son murdered, which, you know, that sucks. That's obviously going to make him very sad. So Dean visits the kid, Lucas, and has a really sweet moment. They're
Dean,
like, talking to him on a playground.
Great with kids.
I know.
And I know I've seen far enough down that, yes, he has great relationships.
I was like, don't give anything away.
No. I meant, like, he becomes, like, a surrogate father.
Morning, Daddy.
Spoilers.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you've seen those episodes.
So he goes up to the little kid and he's like, hey, man, like, I heard you've seen some stuff. You saw, you know, your dad's accident and whatnot. I wouldn't talk either. I'm really bad at drawing, but this is a drawing of my family. He's like, can you help me out? I want to help out your family. And
is this where he also mentions, like, my mom also passed away? Or is that later?
Yeah. And so the kid ends up drawing him. He doesn't talk still. He draws him a picture of a creepy house. And they go and investigate
creepy paper.
So he goes to the house, and it's the house where Bill lives. So
who's
the,
Bill?
The dad.
Oh,
the dad of
not,
the
not
drowned.
The sheriff. No. Hi, Daddy. The original.
Yes,
first.
Hi, Dad.
There's too many dads in this episode.
The daughter and son are both drowned.
Yeah,
and so it's his house, and so they go to check it out, and Bill is his name. He's driving a boat on a lake, and like he's driving out. Essentially, he's committing suicide.
Oh yeah,
I guess, if you will.
Doesn't
he's
like,
he's like, this is
I know
the
what
end.
I have
you
to
understand.
Do.
Yeah, and so he drives a boat out on the lake, and then this boat gets like kapoosh out of the water, like it gets yeeted out of the water.
Thrown like a puffer fish.
It really does, and just splat, and then he gets pulled under and drowns. So that's three deaths so far that we've witnessed. We've witnessed. That's excluding
and Sam
the
and
kid's
Dean
dad.
Witnessed
yeah.
that one.
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't do anything because he's out on the water.
Exactly. And they're like, well, this is awkward. And so they go back to the sheriff, and the sheriff's like, I kind of suspect you guys because you're not who you said you were, because they said they were like
fish and wildlife.
They used that one.
Is this the second time they've been fishing wildlife?
Because
the
like
Wendigo,
that.
Or no, they were kids. They pretended to be like students.
Yeah, something.
But
like
I think
that.
they talked to a ranger. Anyway.
Anyway, so the sheriff's like, I think you guys are behind this. He's
a terrible police officer because he's like, I figured out that you aren't working for Fish and Wildlife.
And they're like,
and you've got
shit.
And like, there's no way that could have happened on the water. So you've got two choices. I can arrest you. Or you go away.
We have a couple of options here. I can arrest you for impersonating government officials and hold you as material witnesses to Bill Carlton's disappearance. Or we can chalk this all up to a bad day. You get into your car, you put this town in your rearview mirror, and you don't ever darken my doorstep again.
and never come back. I can't do the voice.
Go around and never come back.
Exactly.
He sneakles them.
And just forgets about it. Yeah. And so they're like, okay, yeah, we'll do that option. But then Dean remembers the hot chick, and he's like, yeah, but we got to help out the hot chick and her son, who's sad, who I've had a connection with, even though we haven't spoken. So
it's an unspoken connection.
Yes. And so they do some digging and they learn something about this little boy named Peter. So it turns out that someone drowned Peter with Bill. Bill was the dad who died
and
he kamikazed on the lake. And so they don't know who the other person is yet.
And this was
who killed
years
Peter.
And years
this was
ago.
Like when they were kids. Yeah. Yeah. And so fast forward now, the cute girl, the mom, is taking a bath. Which is very sensual. Like, I don't know what she was doing with the washcloth, but she gets the washcloth and she's like rubbing it on her neck and she looks so sensual. And I'm like, no one does this. No one does this. Anyway, so, you know, the stereotypical, the water gets dirty and she doesn't notice. And then she starts to hear weird whispering and then she gets pulled under and is getting drowned.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, Sam and Dean get there right on time. So Sam pulls her out of the water, and it's a struggle for him to pull her out. Almost
evil
like
water.
Evil forces are exactly holding her down. And she gets out, and she's like, I heard a voice that said, come play with me while I was in the water, in the tub.
And which I will
come
say...
Come play with me, Danny.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, is I feel like this episode is referencing or nodding to a lot of great horror movies. Like, there is the Jaws, as you mentioned. There's definitely, like, the kid does give me a lot of Danny
for sure.
Torrance
for
in The Shining.
For sure.
The Come Play With Me seems like, if you didn't intentionally try and, like, nod to that, come on now.
I mean, maybe they're just big fans and they just slipped it in.
I guess.
On accident. So, turns out, Bill and the sheriff...
The only
the, who
other
the cute girl's dad.
The only other character. Like, they don't really do a good job, like, setting up,
no.
like, who could it have been? Well, it's, like, the only other person that they've spoken to.
Sam.
Sammy.
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 Sammy!
So they were both involved with the missing kid, Peter, who now might be the water spirit, they're thinking. And so they actually find evidence on it. The kid, Lucas, after his mom is saved, he's like, come with me outside. But he doesn't say that because he doesn't talk.
Well,
he just leads Dean outside to like a random barrier area in their yard area because the mom lives with the dad.
Sheriff Daddy.
Sheriff, her dad. And so they dig there and it turns out it's Peter's bike that's buried, which the kid has also been drawing a lot mm-hmm. too. So it's like he's got like a connection to the spirits type thing.
Yeah.
And so the sheriff comes and he's like, what are you guys doing? And they're like, we know it was you that killed Peter. And he's like, this, what? No. No, it wasn't.
I'm pretty sure he's more aggressive than that.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I'm going to shoot you. No, it wasn't.
I thought I told you boys to leave.
Typical cop fashion. Ooh. And finally, he's like, okay, yeah, it was me.
You caught me. Red bicycled.
You got me. And he's like, we didn't mean to. We were kids and we were bullies. And Peter was like the small kid that we would just bully. And we pushed his head like in the lake and we didn't think we were drowning him, but we killed him. Like, what do you think happens when you put someone's head in water? Anyway, so he admits to drowning Peter in the lake. And he's like, yeah, but there's no way that a spirit is responsible for all of these deaths. And so little boy Lucas is like, you know what? I'm going to show him wrong. I think that's his mindset anyway. He's like, I'm going to go jump in the lake.
He doesn't say his motivation.
Yeah. So he goes to the lake and he's like sticking his hand in. And all you see is a little boy pull him in to the water.
Wee.
Who's Peter, obviously. Mm-hmm. And he pulls him down. And of course, Dean and Sam, beautiful dives. They jump right in.
10 out of 10.
No, it was. I was like, oh, those were great dives. That was my thought. And they jump in and they're looking for him and they can't find him because obviously the Peter spirit has pulled him, we're assuming, to the bottom of the mm-hmm. lake. And so they can't find him and whatnot. And the mom's screaming and Sheriff Grandpa slash Daddy is like, okay, I will. He's like, I'm sorry, Peter. I'm sorry. And he like gets on the lake. He's like, take me, not him. Take me. And Peter, the spirit's like, all right. And so
sounds good.
He takes him and he drowns him. And then they're still looking for Lucas.
And they establish the motivation of the reason that Peter has been going after the family members is because they spoke with Lucas's mother, or not Lucas, Peter's mother,
mm-hmm.
and she had suffered. And so Peter wants them
all
to first suffer losing
his
their
murderer's
family.
His family to suffer.
And then take them.
Everyone you love, it's going to drown them, and it's going to drag their bodies God knows where, so you can feel the same pain Peter's mom felt. And then after that, it's going to take you.
That's why he doesn't just go only for Bill and Sheriff.
Yeah. So he sacrifices himself. And then finally, Dean and Sam pull up Lucas. He's okay. And they live happily ever after. He gets a little kissy kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And they move on to the next town.
They're rolling out like two gunslingers. So how many spirits would you give this episode?
Two.
I think two is a fair number. This was not my favorite. I remember this episode. I remember not loving it. I think it's not a really interesting concept. And it also doesn't seem to build the ghost mythology or goes against some of the rules Supernatural has or later sets up with ghosts. Because generally, a spirit is tied to either an object or a place,
mm-hmm.
and they're bound to that. Whereas Peter is just like, if there's water nearby, I can travel anywhere through this water.
Yeah.
Which I feel is cheating. I'm not going to say that it defies the rules.
Well, because it's not like even like it's lake water. Like, you're not getting lake water in the bathtub.
I mean, they could be.
Ew.
I don't know how.
Well, there is
the
a dam nearby,
yeah,
so it's possible.
But it just seems like a stretch for the ghost rules of Supernatural.
Yeah.
And do they say where the body was? They just throw the body in the lake?
We let the body go, and it sank.
Yeah, they were just like, oops, toss.
So I guess that's...
And so the body is at the bottom of the lake.
Yeah, so Sam and Dean obviously can't burn the body because
mm-hmm.
it's unfindable in the lake.
Unless they scuba dive.
But they've already done that for other bodies and they couldn't find bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever his body is, if it's unfindable in the lake or it's been years and it's been eaten by fish and other
Where
sea creatures.
Where in the world is Peter's body?
So I don't love it. I don't also feel like... I think one thing it does well is it shows Dean and Jensen Ackles really chops with working with children.
Mm-hmm.
He's just so darn charming.
He's so charismatic. Like, it made me... It made his hotness level go up, like, so much. Like,
you know, where, you know, he can be kind of, you know, gruff and grumpy and sometimes creepy hitting on his brother's girlfriend. But there's this other side where it's very paternal. Yeah, and I really like that about this. And I think that then is later set up and goes on. But, yeah, Sam is just... I feel like they're acting, they're like, they gave him direction of like, you're just sad. You're just sad and grumpy. And he's like, okay, I can do that. So not our favorite episode, but still think worth watching if you go through the Supernatural, and it allows us to discuss Jenny Greenteeth.
Mm.
So now we're going to move on to our next section called Behind the Screens.
Eep.
So this episode was directed by Kim Manners, who is best known for his work on X-Files. Manners, along with his fellow producers on X-Files, was actually nominated for 4 Emmys for Outstanding Drama Series in 1995, 96, 97, and 98.
That's a lot of years.
He actually directed 17 episodes before passing away, sadly, on January 25th, 2009.
Oh, that's like right before my birthday.
Yeah. So... he got a couple of tributes. I want to say there's one in X-Files. I think they also did a tribute in Supernatural. So, great director, sadly passed away pretty young.
Hmm.
This was written by 3 individuals. Eric Kripke, who's the creator. So, he also wrote this episode. Sarah Gamble and Ryle Tucker. Sarah Gamble was a writer and story editor who would follow Eric Kripke after he left Supernatural... after 5 seasons. So
Got
the
it.
First 5 seasons were Eric Kripke's, this is how I see the show. After season 5, he saw it. That was kind of like where his show ended. And so he stepped away. Sarah then took over.
Took a gamble.
So she was selected as the showrunner for seasons 6 and 7. Ryle Tucker was a writer and producer for True Blood.
Oh, we like that one.
And wrote also several episodes of Supernatural. Andrea Barr is who played Amy Acker. She was the mom, the female interest. You recognized her from...
Angel.
She's also in Cabin in the Woods. And I remember her from... she's in How I Met Your Mother. She plays a student called Penelope when... Ted is trying to stop Robin from like going on a work retreat. He does a rain dance. Yes. So and she teaches him how to do that rain dance.
Got it.
And she's a scorned lover of Barney. So yeah, she's
been
a...
all.
Oh yes. Couple of fun references we talked about a little bit, that there seemed to be some homages to other horror, much better horror, but there is a seemingly Star Wars reference. Dean and Sam claim to be Agents Ford and Hamill.
I'm Agent Ford. This is Agent Hamill.
Probably referencing Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Andrea's son is named Lucas. Some have speculated that that is George Lucas. I'm not sure why there's so much.
They want what? Like the kid is George Lucas?
No, like named Lucas, like George Lucas.
Oh, I thought you were like, that is George
That's
Lucas.
That's George. He's very small. Like, he doesn't have a beard
yet. They're portraying
yet.
Him. We didn't know that this backstory happened to his dad.
No. As you mentioned, the opening is very much like Jaws. And I looked it up because I'm very curious when they do these locations. Lake Manitowoc, Wisconsin is fictional. I don't know why they don't, because they do... Lawrence, Kansas is real, but then they're like, we're going to make up this California town. It's totally fake. So you can't go swimming in the evil lake. Not real.
Fine with me. Don't like lakes.
Yeah. So now we're going to move on to our favorite section.
The truth.
Much as you try to bury it, the truth is out there.
Ah.
So I want to talk about Jenny Greenteeth. This okay. Monster.
Are you saying Jenny Green Teeth yes. or Jenny Green Tea? Because I keep hearing teeth. Both.
Teeth. And we will talk about okay. why it's Jenny Green Teeth.
Drinking green tea. Got it.
No. So Peter is not explicitly stated to be Jenny Green Teeth. I think there's a lot of similarities, and I think this is a really interesting and unique creature that I wanted to talk about. And okay. you are probably like vaguely aware once I start talking about her
okay.
that you'll be like, oh, yeah, yeah, I kind of know what you're talking about. So Jenny Green Teeth is often described as green skin with mm-hmm. long hair and very sharp teeth.
Blah, blah, blah.
She is also called Jenny Green Teeth in
Jenny.
Not Jenny, Ginny, like Ginny Weasley.
I love it.
She's known as that in Lancashire, North Staffordshire, but in Cheshire and Shropshire. And I apologize to our British friends. Apparently we say that weird and not like you English folk.
Shropshire.
Sorry, we're American.
We suck.
Oh, there she's known as Wicked Jenny.
Oh, I like that. Wicked Jenny.
Jenny Green Teeth and... Jenny Green Teeth with a G. So she's very closely related to what?
No.
Okay. You can make a look.
Jenny Green Teeth with a G? What does that mean?
The Jenny yeah, is a G.
Oh, that's how you should spell it.
I'm just letting you know.
Because that's how it's spelled in Harry Potter.
That is not the definitive way of spelling things.
Yeah. Her name is Jenedra. And
she has a full
Jenny
name?
For sure. Okay. Keep going.
That's a stupid. And well, actually, talking about Harry Potter. So do you remember Grindylows?
Yeah. Grindylows.
Sure. They are, that's like the same creature.
Oh.
Different type of name, same creature. There's a couple of very similar boogie people, boogie women of the lake. Also Nellie Longarms and Peg Powler.
Why are they all named after body parts? Jenny Green Teeth. What is it? Peggy Longarms?
Nellie Longarms.
Nellie Longarms.
Okay, so... You're making me jump ahead, but the reason they are called, or she is called Jenny Greenteeth, is because there is a aquatic plant called duckweed,
mm-hmm.
and it's sometimes also called water lentils, but they look like small green teeth. I will have I'll have a picture on YouTube if you are watching this on YouTube, so you get an idea. And they will cover the surface of water mm-hmm. to the point that it sometimes can look like it's solid ground. And so the belief is that the story of Jenny Green Teeth is a cautionary tale to keep children away from waterways because they would drown constantly.
Mm.
So if you go back about 200 years, they didn't have running water. So if you wanted to drink water, you would have to go to the local water source. If you wanted to take a bath, you had to constantly be going and going to water. So a lot more people were drowning back in the day because they're just more closer to water. So this boogie creature was created called Jenny Greenteeth to scare away children. Yeah.
I went down a rabbit hole just so I wanted to see a picture of what duckweed looks like. To me, it looks more like, I don't know, not teeth, but like little bits of corn. But it's all, I know exactly what we're talking about now. And then I clicked on something accidentally called the duckweed killer.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun. Anyway, go ahead.
So, and I will show a picture because I found one where it literally looks like it's solid ground with like duckweed. There's trees popping out and it just looks like you could walk right on it. So there is, if it sounds ridiculous,
for sure.
Like... Oh, no. How could anyone be fooled? Like, obviously, that's water. Not so obvious.
Gotcha.
So parents would warn their children of this horrifying hag that lived near the waterways. Jenny Greenteeth is said to hide under beds of duckweeds in ponds and riverbanks, attempting to drown any children who would come close to her.
Also, fear is not a great motivator.
Cheer or fear? Belschnickel is here.
Just life lesson.
So in regards to Nellie Longarms, her arms were said to be up to 5 meters long, and she would often snatch those with their backs turned to the water.
This is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even want to take a bath.
Yeah. Well, and part of the thought is maybe, you know, these long arms where if a child fell in, their leg might get wrapped in like seaweed, and it was kind of like her pulling people under. So kind of going back to your friend, you know, and that weird primal
like that.
Fear that we have when we're in the water of like,
I
what
do.
If something like pulls you down?
Yeah.
Now, do you feel like it's going to be like a hand or like a shark that's going to pull you down?
Oh, a hand. For sure. Huh. For sure.
See, and all
if there was a shark in a lake, I'd be like, how'd you get here, bud?
Well, I'm just talking about the weird irrational fear of like getting pulled under the water.
Yeah, no, mine is literally, I think, a hand. Because I don't like lakes. I don't like them. I don't know why.
But you're fine with oceans.
Yeah, oceans are great. Lakes, not so much.
I don't understand the difference.
It's because the bottom is closer. I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know. I just don't like it. Well, lakes generally aren't as clear as oceans are, so I think that's part of it. And I just don't like them. I got scuba certified in the lake. I got rescue dive certified in the lake. I don't like it.
Okay.
Thought you should know.
I mean, I don't like any water. So to me, it's no difference if it's a river, pond, lake, ocean.
Rivers are fine. Ocean's great. No lakes.
Got it.
No lakes.
Next time I want to take us a swimming, to go down to the old swimming hole. So after Jenny would drag these children or people in, she would just swallow them whole.
Gosh.
Yeah. So pretty terrifying creature. And it sounds like, okay, this is obviously like the boogeyman, like no one's ever seen Jenny Greenteeth, but...
That you know of.
There have been sightings.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, do tell. I'm going to look up a picture of her.
Okay. There are some terrifying depictions.
Great.
Did you ever see the movie Legend? That's the one where Tim Curry is Satan, essentially. They call him the Darkness. But so there's also another character in that called Meg Mucklebones.
Okay.
Who's this like terrifying green sea hag that's essentially inspired by Jenny Greenteeth too. So yeah, if you do look up some pictures, there's definitely some creepy things.
Duh.
I told you. But
I don't like that at all.
Okay, so one of the supposed sightings of Miss Greenteeth was in Doxy Pool. It's about an hour's drive from Sheffield and
Mr. Sheffield.
So compared to some other big reservoirs in the Peak District, it only measures about 49 by 33 feet, which is relatively small for that area.
Okay.
The pool is rumored to be bottomless and also home to Jenny Greenteeth. In 1949, Mrs. Florence Petit visited this pool and an early morning dip with her friend, she supposedly saw, quote, a great thing rose up from the middle of the lake.
Nope.
25 to 30 feet tall, and those eyes were extremely malevolent. So, according to Miss Petit, 1949, she saw Jenny Greenteeth arise from this lake.
Nope.
Largely, she's pretty much been forgotten about until recently.
Oh, God.
So, she actually returned supposedly in February of 2018. So there was a supposed ghost that haunts the St. James Cemetery in Liverpool.
Okay.
An Australian tourist, Karen Hargreaves, was drawn to the cemetery by a number of local sightings that she heard on Facebook of supernatural activity. And so she decided to take a photograph.
What an idiot.
I will show...
Sounds like us.
I will show this photograph and I'll let individuals kind of decide for themselves. The photograph supposedly has a long-haired figure standing in an area of the cemetery overgrown with weeds and nettles that she claims this haggish creature was not in the picture when she took it. And many locals were quick to claim that the photograph depicted Jenny Greenteeth. I don't really see much in the picture. It's, you know, there's kind of a, how would you say, like a grayish figure kind of behind.
I mean, that looks like a figure to me.
You know, and it could just be, you know, let's say that person wasn't there. Maybe you just didn't notice them. Maybe it was a ghost. I'm not sure why Jenny Greenteeth was ascribed to it, but every once in a while she does pop up. My other problem is Karen runs a group on Facebook called the Aussie Paranormal Research. And so I feel like there's a vested interest in wanting to see something supernatural. You know, it's like those people who hunt for Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
You want Bigfoot to be real. So you're looking for evidence as opposed to, you know, actually doing scientific research, which is not like, oh, I want this claim to be true, so therefore I'm going to find any evidence to support it.
I mean, to me, this doesn't look like it would be the creature described. It just looks like a person.
Yeah. Like I said, it might be a spirit caught on. I'm not sure why.
It's still creepy.
Yeah.
Regardless, I don't like it.
Don't like Jenny Greenteeth?
I think keep looking she's... at it. I can't stop.
She's, I think just the idea of, one, that there's this water that you can't really tell is there, that there might be lurking, like, something below, that this haggish, long, like, I just imagine, like, unnaturally long arms, just, like,
nightmares.
Slowly emerging from the lake, like, the lentils spreading as this clawed hand comes out, and this little unsuspecting little Lucas is like, tra-la-la-la-la, and then just snatched up and drowned.
It's weird. So on the, like, unfocused in photo, you can't see it, but it's only when you zoom in that you see it.
I'll find the bigger one, and then we'll also show the close-up for comparison. But yeah, it's one of those, you know, you probably wouldn't have even noticed, but then you're like, what's that?
Yeah, I've got a couple of those. I've got one at Hollywood Studios
where there's like, you don't notice, and then all of a sudden
there's a
like...
weird reflection face in a window display.
Do you have that photo?
I do have that photo. I have to dig, but I do have it somewhere. It's creepy.
I want to post that if I can.
Yeah, I'll look.
Okay. So let's move on to I Want to Believe. Now I'm a believer. Heidi, do you believe in Jenny Greenteeth?
No. I mean, there could be like weird lake creature things for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, that inherit, like, I only feel creeped out in lakes, like, not oceans.
Do you think there could be, do you think ghosts haunt waterways?
Yes, it could be a possibility. So, ironically enough, totally unplanned, I listened to a story today about a haunted lake in Connecticut. About a house that is buried in a lake. Like, they were trying to move it across the ice back in the day.
Oh.
And the ice cracked and the house sunk.
Okay.
And so...
were there people in this house that they were moving?
Yes.
Wait, what?
Like,
they were just sitting in the living room while someone was pulling this thing over lake? Like, want some tea? Want some green tea,
no,
Jenny?
No, but like people, I don't remember that part of the story, but people did die, and so they think that it's haunted and stuff. But you can like scuba dive down to it, which really creeps me out.
But
like,
I would argue
like
then that's the house that is haunted, not the water. The house just happens to be underwater.
Truth.
So I have never really looked into haunted waterways, but...
So a piano drowned with it. The piano didn't drown, it didn't die. The piano sunk with the house. With the house, and people on the lake say that they hear, like, the piano playing.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
That would be really creepy.
There was a really creepy anecdote that was given, and I was like, bleh! Yeah. Didn't like it.
So I could believe that there are haunted waterways. I think that Jenny Greenteeth and a lot of those other names are boogie monsters that were designed to scare kids. I think these two sightings, one might be a lady that just was mistaken or wanted attention, and the other is seeing something in a photograph that is not explicitly creature.
I think that's what it is. I think it's just like a spirit.
Yeah, so if...
it's weird.
If it's real, I would say that it's a spirit, but I don't think it's a boogie person. I think there's a lot of, you know, these descriptions were clearly given to terrified children. There's a lot of artistic depictions that show exactly how scary that can be.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say I don't believe in Jenny Greenteeth.
Agreed. We got to stop recording these at night.
No, it's the best time to
do it. No, I'm like on edge, and this wasn't even scary. I'm thinking about a lot of other things.
Oh.
I'm just like creeped out.
No,
I don't like it.
We got to do these at night.
No, I don't
That's
like
the
it.
Perfect time to do it.
No.
When do you guys listen to? Do you listen before bed? Do we terrify you? I doubt it.
I doubt it.
I don't think so. Well, next week we are on our 10th episode. We're going to do something different.
Ooh, what are we doing?
We are going to do a top 10. So we are going to do our, between the two of us, I'll do 5 and you'll do 5
okay.
of the movies that scared us as children.
Perfect.
So I'm excited to do this. I think like every 10 episodes, maybe we'll do some sort of top 10 just to kind of keep it a little different. I thought this would be a fun one. I already know my top five and some honorable mentions. I want to make sure we don't have the same top five. So we'll talk about 10 different films.
All right.
But I'm excited to do that. Maybe cleanse our palate of a not so great Supernatural episode. We will do more episodes of Supernatural, and there's some exciting creatures coming up. But let us know if there's something else you guys would like us to explore, if there's certain series that you like us exploring. I know someone has asked that we talk about Samhain, who is the pumpkin-headed ghost from the real Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And we will definitely do that as we get a little closer to Halloween. We've got a lot of exciting things coming up in this spooky month.
Yes. Someone did request Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
That was you. You just wrote a comment, and you're like, oh, somebody requested this. Who could it be? Or you paid them. I suppose we'll talk about Sabrina at some point. That'll be for you. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We hope you have a wonderful spooky season. I'm Devin.
I'm Heidi.
And we love having you.
Spooky later.